the Track Cat Night special guest exclusive podcast right here on the trackcatnight.org website. Folks, today is June the 8th, 2023. I hope you all are having a very wonderful and blessed day. As always, programming moving along here. This week, we just finished up with Dr. Jim Fetzer. We still got Leo Zagami on the show, Celeste Salome on the show, but right now we've got Terrell Blackstar joining us to give us the latest Dark Star report and give us an updated opinion on what's happening in the world with current events, economics, politics, geopolitics, all that good stuff. Before we hand it over to Terrell, just a gentle reminder, follow Track Cat Night across all your major social media outlets, TikTok, Instagram, Telegram. Don't forget, consultation-wise, I'm available 3 to 10 p.m. Eastern today. If you are interested, don't forget about the Marie Julie Jehenny Track Cat Night exclusive movie available on Vimeo. Vimeo.com, go to the search box. Punch in 3 Days of Darkness and check that on out. Don't forget, the video club package is rolling along, folks. You get all the video interviews, all the Sunday Night Live chats, web conferences. I got another Sunday Night Live chat happening 7 p.m. Eastern this Sunday night. Don't dare miss it. And what else we got going on? We've got a summer fundraiser happening right now so that I can continue to do the amount of shows that I'm doing. There's no one in the podcasting world doing as many shows as I have. It wouldn't be uncommon for me to do 4 or 5 shows a day with special guests and articles, general information. You all know that. But click that donate button. We have a weekly goal for this summer fundraiser that we're going to do for about 6 weeks. And of $700, we're at $325 as of Wednesday. So please do help out with that. Appreciate Benjamin E. for your donation yesterday. We need more people to get involved with that process. Also, don't forget about the Substack page, where I'm now housing the largest Track Cat Night archives ever from 2021 to 2014. You can lock in at that $5 special rate. There's going to be thousands of programs when I'm all said and done. There's already quite a bit up. I think I got about 125 shows backlogged already in about a week or so. So do get on over there, lock in for the price increase hits of July the 1st. And what else we got going on? Our sponsors. We thank all of our sponsors, past and present. If you want to join the sponsorship team, reach on out to me. At apostlesmarriedhotmail.com. We'll make something happen. But, of course, we're dealing with, on the secular side, this Pride Month to counter that. In the Catholic world, we are advocating the Holy Face of Jesus devotion, the Golden Arrow Prayer, the Litany of the Holy Face. Obviously, it's the month of the Sacred Heart for us. So, Mary, thank you for that lovely reminder. The Wheelos family, they've got some goats. And they're going to be talking goats tomorrow on the show, by the way, as we like to bring on our sponsors, as you know. They've been raising dairy goats for close to 10 years. They've got some for sale. You can get the doodleacresgoats.net for more. Again, I believe Astrid and Wayne will be on the show tomorrow. Samantha Weising and MeWeAre Facebook group, St. Catherine's Eagles. A great way you can buy, sell, or trade homegrown herbs, tinctures, balms, and home remedies. Stay away from big pharma. You all know that, right? Chris Gagne, inviting all Catholics and those like mine. Please remember those who have gone before us. Remember the dead. You've got him advocating 2 books, Don DeLindo's The Afterlife, as well as Mother Mary Potter's Devotion for the Dying. Go above and beyond the call of duty in this area, especially within the area of fasting. In addition to that, you've got Joe Blazak at 247rosary.com, playing a traditional rosary every half hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can get signed up for the Wednesday night rosary call and show by contacting Joe and his great team at pray@247rosary.com. Having said that, we're handing it over to Terrell right now for the latest Dark Star report. Terrell, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Eric. As you were speaking there, this is a video that's being made at the same time. You can go to terrell03.com, my website, and click, and you'll see our interview link when you go to the Brighteon page, and then you guys can follow along in this report. I've been showing you images of my preps, garden, and a wall that I had to put up in the power shed to keep the batteries and everything cool. AC's running on solar power now, really cool. You get pictures if you keep up with my daily reports. And right now I'm showing you week 13. This is the week that we pass between the sun and the black star. See all these 7-magnitude earthquakes I'm highlighting right now. We did not have a 7-magnitude earthquake that was supposed to strike. It was projected for May 29th, 2023. Did not strike. It also did not strike in 2020. It also did not strike in 2017. So there's a every 3-year pattern. It appears. What I did is I looked up, went back and did my homework on the last 6-magnitude earthquake that did strike, that was south of New Zealand, and come to find out, this is the top featured article for this week, I'm showing you in the newsletter, the Ocher Islands, New Zealand quake struck on the Sun Black Star center line. So I have the image right here. So I took Earthquake 3D, went to the time, took the quake, and the Earth is moving from left to right at 66,000 miles per hour. It's also rotating 1,000 miles per hour across the Black Star Sun center line on the 31st at 2:21 a.m. And this is where the quake struck, right here. And here's a report that I just started this morning. Did the time differentials, and it allows me to, it's a rough model, but what it says is the next near-side alignment quake or the geological pole shift is going to strike on Monday, June 3rd, 2024 at 2:14 p.m. UTC. So that's just a quick update. I'm going to be sharing that on my full report, and I can show you how that fits in. So if you're following me, I'm showing you the charts and the images as we go, which will make this make a lot more sense. So I'm looking at the bottom of the chart now at week 13. A week had to be added. Week 53 here wasn't there until I did this analysis and realized we passed between the two stars on this date, on May the 31st, which falls right here. So I had to add a week 53 to the 2022 Earth orbit cycle. Makes us fall within this week right here, and now everything's making a lot more sense for my chart. And seven of the six magnitude earthquakes we had last week down to one. So we're having one every day for leading up to the Black Star. This is the last six magnitude earthquake that we had on the 31st. Now we're on the 8th of June, and we haven't had one since. And we'll see how long it goes. The Earth core started cooling. We started moving away from the Black Star at the alignment on the 31st. Earth core is cooling now. We're moving through the Earth change lull period. And so we had seven of the sixes moving up to the alignment, and we haven't had one since. This is the last six magnitude earthquake that has struck on our planet. Also, just looking at the numbers here, just over 3 years, we've had 49 of the seven magnitude earthquakes. That comes to about one every 30 days. This number was up to one every 40 days until just recently. Since January the 1st of this year, you can see right here on the chart, we've had 13 seven magnitude earthquakes. So you see they're striking with high frequency right now. And the interesting part is that all of these quakes have struck on the same part of the planet between Indonesia and Fiji, all of them, except for the two quakes that struck in Turkey in week 50. So now, for this period, for this year, rather than having an earthquake striking every 30 to 40 days, we're having a seven magnitude earthquake strike every 12 days. For this year, it may not seem like it, but we've had, when you add it up, the number of days, and you divide by the number of events, 12.23 days is what's happening right now with the high frequency of the seven magnitude earthquakes. My expectation now that we've passed the Black Star here in week 13, that we'll see what happens. But this is uncharted waters. We haven't had this number of quakes strike in the last 10 years with such frequency. So this is telling me for certain that we passed between the two stars on this date when all this activity was at its peak, and now we're beyond the Black Star. We're going to reach, pulling up the diagram right now, and it's showing this is the line where we crossed in May, last day of May, 2023. We're going to reach the outside orbital position, 90 degree angle relative to the Black Star, on the last day of August, August 31st. And then this is going to be the last day of November, the first day of December, around, you know, the November 30th, December 1st, that we're going to be behind the Sun relative to the Black Star. We're going to start the new cycle. It's going to be in the last week in February 2024. And like I said earlier, June 3rd, 2024 is when we're projected to pass between the two stars and have another orbit cycle, or the series of magnetically induced geological pole shifts start, and the sudden destruction from 1 Thessalonians 5, that's whenever it happens. So that's where we are in the orbit cycle, and that's an update on the Black Star report, exactly where we are right now today.
Yeah, is there any significance behind the Betelgeuse star? I've seen every time I kind of peruse through my phone, there's always like a Betelgeuse article that kind of pops up through my feed. They're saying it's now 50% brighter. It's throwing scientists off, but in the grand scheme of things, does it mean anything to you in your community?
Well, you're talking about the upper left star of the Orion constellation. And there's been articles coming out like that for the last decade. And because of the changes in observations, and people are speculating that it's going to go supernova. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to say that's what's about to happen, but they're not going to know. Nobody's going to know until it happens. And if it happened, you know what happened a long, 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 long time ago. The light is still coming from that star, and they're seeing fluctuations in it, but it could happen while I'm talking, or it can happen in 1,000 years. So I don't put a lot of stock in, it's something that's happening out there in the cosmos, you know, along with, and they're making a lot of discoveries right now because of new observation capabilities. But Betelgeuse in particular, I can remember 2011, 2012, 2013, they were doing a lot of talk about that too. So that could continue for the duration. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, no, they have been talking about it for a while. Now, in regards to some of the latest happening in the world, I'm not going to bore everyone because I read these to my own folks yesterday, but just some of the latest the Earth changes happening. Widespread floods hitting a lot of different areas, whether it be Haiti or China. You got floods happening in northern Algeria. One happened just yesterday is, not only increased earthquake activity around the Kilauea volcano. I believe it did pop off since the last time you and I talked. That massive volcano down in Mexico popped off. Now we got Canadian wildfires happening again. Don't know if it's like directed energy weapons. Is it really like the earth heating up type of thing? But I'm sure you've seen the East Coast air health emergency. I think it's 13 states now. It looks like China in my home state of New Jersey. Someone passed along a picture from an airport that was not too far away from where I grew up. And I was like, wow, that looks like a picture straight out of like China. It's like that bad. So any comments in those areas, Taro?
Okay. So my prediction, if you've been following my reports, is that a high pressure dome, a heat dome, is going to form over the northern parts of the United States and into Canada. It actually formed a little further north than I was expecting. But if you listen to the Powell Ponder weather guy, he's the guy that I like to listen to. There's about three of them. He's the best one. And he is using my words, talking about the heat dome that has formed. And that's going to be, although he's not going to understand the cause is because the superplume has pushed all the way underneath the North Pole now and the South and the Arctic region. That's why the Antarctica is coming apart. And that's why the convergence of the 5-magnitude earthquakes and 6-magnitude earthquakes are converging on Antarctica. So there's more cavitation shaking, and it's causing the calving more and more of the large ice. And they actually reported recently on a volcanic eruption happening underneath Antarctica that blew through the ice. So they have images of actual lava underneath there. So this is going to be a similar phenomenon, but it's happening in the northern hemisphere. So as the Earth has been heating up, which it did right up until May the 31st, then another discovery that was made recently that I'm sharing in my reports is they're finding this light, super hot magma. It's a global phenomenon. It's happening because of the shaking of the horn formations of the superplume, which you're not going to see that explanation. Hardly anybody knows the superplume's even there. But whenever you get these deep harmonic tremors, these deep quakes, I'm pointing them out underneath Fiji and underneath Indonesia right here, that sends energy through the superplume, and the horn formations are stuck in the up position, which that's where they've been. So I'm showing that image right now. These are the horn formations right here. So they get stuck in the up position like this right here. And the heat that comes from the D layer of Earth core goes up these mantle plume formations, and they push through these horn formations that go higher and higher and higher. Well, as these horn formations are pushed higher and higher, which they're at their maximum height on May the 31st, then the heat in the region, this heat heats up the rocky type magma supporting the crust and makes it lighter and lighter and have the type of viscosity that's very, very runny. And it causes it to rise, decompress, and rise. It's a global phenomenon. It's effervescent activity. and it's global. We have a high concentration of these horn formations, and then this is happening more and more and more. Well, that super hot magma rises to the surface and it displaces the rocky type magma that's cooler. See, it's hottest at the core and it's the warm, it's the coolest. It's the hottest at the core and it's coolest at the right under the crust. Well, when you get that hot magma rising, it's where it's not supposed to be. And it pushes up and melts away the crust and it makes it thinner and thinner. Then you get the heat coming through. And that's what's happening up there in Canada right now, like it's been happening on the U.S. West Coast and other parts of the world. It's happening in Africa. You're seeing more and more signs. So this is a global phenomenon and it's difficult to establish a pattern because it has to do with the concentration of the horn formations. So it's a dynamic situation happening underneath us with the superplume that's filling the entire mantle transition zone. But this is another symptom of the black star that's getting closer and closer and closer. The Earth is losing its ability to sustain life. So it's affecting crops. You see more floods. You're seeing this is a global phenomenon. Geoengineering is going to be part of it. My view is that the elite have been using geoengineering to nullify black star effects, but recently they switched over and they're amplifying the effects because the black star is getting closer and closer and closer. They're destroying the food supply. They're doing it with floods. They're doing it with drought. They're doing it with superheat and limiting the amount of fertilizers, destroying food processing plants. So we are under assault. That's a global thing. You've listened to the Ice Age farmer guy. He's saying the same thing. David DeBine, he's telling you the same thing. That globally, the food production is cratering and we're under assault. The lettered agencies here in the United States, globally, we are under assault. And it's the leaders, the elite, and the governments working all together. That's Putin is working with Ukraine, working with China, working with NATO. They're all working against the people. So that's what's happening all around us. That's why World War III over there should have been over a long time ago, but it's being drawn out to diminish us of our resources. This is a global thing, and all of this is connected. Go ahead.
Now, you got survival communities all over the place. Where are people more relegating to? Are you kind of aware of? Do you kind of keep statistics of that? And how's your area doing? People moving down into your neck of the woods? Or
Ozarks. If you listen to John Moore, he'll tell you the best survival location in the Northern Hemisphere is the Ozarks in the central part of the United States. So that's where I'm reporting to you right now. I was reporting from Florida. I relocated in March of 2020. And this area right here, if you're here and you know, and you go to town, you know this area is growing. A lot more and more people realize this is the place to be, Northwest Arkansas. I'm on the Arkansas side where John Moore, and we have two survival groups on the Missouri side. There's a line between us, the FEMA line that divides us up into different sections of the country is between us. So I chose the south side because of the threat that comes from out west. But the safest place to be here in the United States is in the Ozarks for sure. There are no safe zones west of the Rocky Mountain Ridge. There are none east of the Mississippi River Basin. There are none north of us, even though my safe zone map shows some up there. It's possible to survive up in there, but the pyroclastic flows, the dust and ash is going to come from out west because the seven-state area of the western United States is going to rise and then collapse underneath. If you look at the scallion maps of the future, I showed that to you earlier. I'm showing it to you right now. Because of this that I'm circling, this is going to cause ash and dust to fill this area. That's why I'm down here in this rectangle in northwest Arkansas. So you could go to my website. You can sign up to the Survival Group program for just $50 a year. You get access to all the Black Star reports for the whole year, and you get your threat assessment with safe zone maps and everything attached to your notification email. So you get that. You're going to get your threat assessment right after you subscribe and I send your notification email. Then you can decide if you want to join the Survival Group program or not. Go ahead.
Yeah, and over the years, I've interviewed a whole lot of people, including John Moore. We've had Steve Olson on the show, Gil Broussard. One particular gentleman, though, Joel Skousen, did my show about 4 months ago. I typically only get Joel on every once in a while. And he actually says the complete opposite. He says nothing east of the Ozarks is basically going to survive. This is all out west kind of thing. So he's got an interesting take. He's the strategic relocation guy. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot to ponder there, Taro. What about this? I got so much stuff written down here. We only got about 10 minutes left. Speaking about John Moore, let's get to this one. He made mention in a recent interview on, I think he did Mike Adams' show, And he was saying that these refugees coming across are largely, or if not all, CCP. What do you say to that? You think that's the case? And John, of course, has a lot of connections in the military.
Yeah. A guy you want to listen to is Michael Yon, Y-O-N. He's down there all the time. The guy travels all around the world. He knows exactly what's going on. Darien Gap, he's down there all the time. He's interviewing people. He has translators. He has lots of resources. And the Chinese, in particular, they're coming in different avenues than everybody else. They have their own, like, little way that they're making through. They're paying more money. They're not being harassed as much. Michael Yon is the guy to listen to. So my view, Dragon Day, that movie, The Dragon Day, check it out. It's what's happening right now is very, very similar. The chips inside your devices have got made in China on them. And just like the movie. So there's back doors. There's ways that the CCP and those that are the handlers of Joe Biden, we've been sold out. And the Chinese are already here. There's going to be a Red Dawn scenario. They're going to come from the north through Canada. They're going to come from the ocean through California. Newsom has sold us out. And Mexico has sold us out. So there's a landing strip down on the, just on the other side of the border, 6,000 feet long, ready to, for the invasion. It's going to happen. And the thing is, a lot of the forces are here, even our own military, the woke tards in our military, they're already working with the CCP, just like in the Dragon Day movie, just like that.
Now, how close do you think we are to war? There's that that person everyone's talking about, July 11th date is floating around, and her name now eludes my mind. I've heard it like twice this morning. I can't remember it. So much going through my mind. But in any case, do you think we're that close over the next month or so before?
Well, really, if you listen to Steve Quayle, then it's imminent. It's going to happen anytime. Hal Turner, it's imminent. It's going to happen anytime. If you listen to Mike Adams and the people that he's talking to, then it's 5 months away. So what I do is I prepare. I'm frantically preparing. Last night, working into the night, every single day, I'm preparing to the best of my God-given ability, and particularly through each weekend, as much as I can, as if it's the last weekend I have to prepare. Because it's going to happen over a weekend whenever the Dragon Day scenario, if you want to call it that.
I think that's going to be this year?
Project Sam, most certainly. It feels like that it's going to be this year. I don't know anybody. Everybody's saying this is going to be 2023. Some people, I'm seeing it here in dates of July the 1st. There's something big that's going to happen between the 30th and the 31st, something big with the collapse. But the what they just did with this debt ceiling, you know what they did is that they removed it. Right. There is no debt. Wow. There is no debt ceiling. So they needed that so they can keep pumping artificial money into the system to make it look like we have a GDP when we don't. We're in our fifth quarter of recession. We're in our fifth quarter of recession. But as long as they can keep pumping this fake money into the system and deceive everybody, then I was pretty sure things were going to happen like within 30 days. Whenever this debt ceiling thing happened, when it happened, now they've got the ability to go 2 years and just keep faking everything. Right. So everything's going to collapse whenever the House of Rothschild says so. Right. It's not a natural market.
The reason why I've been saying 2024 is because 2024 is the year of the dragon. Next year is the year of the dragon on the Chinese calendar. So I said, ooh, now that they push back the debt ceiling kind of thing or whatnot, I think it's probably more likely next year. I hope it's not this year because, like you, I got stuff to do. But we'll see, man. Could be. A lot of people talking next few months. So certainly I think there's going to be localized power grid down situations happening.
Amen.
For sure. Yeah.
Amen. I highly recommend, if you haven't done this, a lot of people of my supporters are doing this. I'm taking you there right now to my website, EMP Shield. So now my backup power system's protected, my vehicle's protected, and the house is protected. And like to protect the truck is only $300. After you're going to get a $50 discount using this code. I'm an affiliate with EMP Shield. And whenever you use this to get your house protected, then you're going to get that $50 discount. And it's about $325 to protect your house and to protect your vehicle, another $325. I highly, highly recommend you do that because just like in Dragon Day, if you watch the movie, you'll see there's only very few vehicles driving around. And then you have to think about your threat assessment, what you're going to do when you have the only vehicle that's running, because you don't want to just jump in and go running around Mad Max is going to get you. So there's things. I'm serious. Serious. No, yeah, yeah, very serious. Guns, ammo, and Mike Adams right now is pushing these digital currencies. I don't believe in it. All that's good. The bitcoins and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. He thinks that the bitcoin is going to be the new world reserve currency. It's not. It's going to be the BRICS new gold based, commodity based currency.
Sounds like all QAnon bullcrap going around. No, yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it looks like that he's a controlled resistance, controlled opposition, and that he's selling a lot of hopium. Mm-hmm. See, for me, I prepare for the worst case scenario. As if it's going to happen this weekend, I'd get everything done I can for that weekend, because whenever the transition happens, the collapse, we're talking about Project Sandman, the destruction of the dollar, and the destruction of every Navy aircraft carrier, that's going to be the big change that happens. Then countries like Taiwan, countries that are on the fence, are all going to run to BRICS. They're all going to run to BRICS, and the dollar's not going to be worth anything. Hyperinflation is going to happen overnight. So the things that you need, look around. And if it happened this weekend, are you ready? What is it that you need? Guns, ammo. What happens if the EMP? I'm not worried about the sun taking down the power system. It's going to be NSA that's going to take it down. So whenever we get the jolt, the EMP pulse, then is your house going to be able to sustain? Is your car going to be able to sustain? And then what I do is identify threats, create contingencies. So I back up water, back up diesel, back up power, Each weekend, each Monday that I wake up and I can make a report, I'm like, whew, I've got another week to prepare. So every week I'm preparing as if that's the week. If that's your attitude, you'll be ready. If you're going to say, well, it's going to be 6 months, or well, it's going to be next year, then you're going to get stuck. You're going to get caught. So I get my resources out of fiat currency into something I can put in my hand, something I can hold. If you can't hold it, then you don't own it.
Yeah, make sure, you know, you're trying out your processes. I know I tried out a few of my processes here, and I realized I got to tinker and toy with it and pick up some additional stuff. So, yeah, you don't want to go into this thing having not done dry runs and practicing. So,
amen.
Do that as well. Now, Tara, we got a few minutes left here before I let you go. Shameless self-promotion time. I think you want to probably mention the nano silver, too, as well.
Yes, though a lot of people believe that the pandemic is over, and it is not. It is just getting started. I know people don't want to believe that. They are gaslit to death. They are tired and weary. That's their plan to wear you down. So I'm staying on my nanosilver regimen and my sodium borate regimen. You have to realize that transfection is getting everybody. There are no purebloods. It's everybody. Dr. Anna, if you look at my warning reports, their company, they're working with 20 labs around the world. They're testing the blood of people and making recommendations, and they say everybody's been transfected. Everybody has been transfected. They have the components. See, now we're just waiting for activation through the series of electromagnetic pulses. And people are going to die by the millions and then the billions. So keep the nanosilver in your system. You don't have to be a subscriber. See, now if you're listening to this right now and you're with Eric, then even if you're not a subscriber, then you can come down here to the subscription section. I'm going to make that special for you guys. And you're going to get a discount. And you can use your discount to help other people if you want to. And shipping is tomorrow. So if you get your order in, you know, even overnight orders, I'll work tomorrow because I don't make a physical report. I'll work tomorrow and get all your orders shipped and for your nanosilver. And down here, if you don't have any small denomination silver for barter, when everything collapses, then what costs you right now less than $30 for a 1 ounce Buffalo round from Dan right here. This is a cell number. Call him on his cell number. Mention my name and he's going to give you 25 cents off the premium. And get yourself something that you have to barter with. And make sure that you have lead before you have your silver and your nano silver and your food and everything else. Because you're going to have to protect. Your neighbor's going to become Mad Max. I'm serious. Because they're not prepared. And if you're prepared, everybody that knows that you're prepped is going to be coming to get your preps. So subscribe to the Survival Group program. It's just $50 a year. Or become a newsletter subscriber down here. Everybody that subscribes, the Mystery Report, the tutor programs down here, you all get a copy of my book, The Mystery Explained, attached to your notification email, the EPUB version. When you get your nanosilver, you get the extended EPUB version. I'm sorry, the extended PDF version. It's a lot longer, a lot more content. And you get my 9/11 book, The 9/11 Truth, Exposing the Cheney-Rumsfeld Black Operation, along with PDFs. Chris made a a video on how to mix and everything. All of that comes in one giant notification email. It is worth the education. And you can get $800 worth of NanoSilver for only $100, and I'm going to pay the shipping. So you're never going to get a better deal than that anywhere on the internet, and you're going to get education at the same time. Lots and lots of information here. There's a warning video. Send your friends, send your family to watch the warning video about the electromagnetic pulse activation of the biological weapon. And that's the report that I have for you for today.
Yeah, good stuff. There you have it, folks. Ladies from Terrell. And again, just a reminder, in order for me to continue to do 3, 4, or 5 shows a day, I need some help with the fundraiser, the summer fundraiser that we're doing, trackatnight.org/donate-3 is the link there. And folks, listen, we got to get ready for Celeste Salome next. Until next time, stay safe and God bless. All right, good stuff, Terry. We'll see you next month, man. Stay safe down there.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right.